Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. George Bush, quoting, and by the way, you're not going to believe this, but our president actually did quote a previous president, one of the founding fathers, in point of fact. He was at Monticello over the 4th of July celebration. I, by the way, love the 4th of July. It may be my very favorite holiday. It's just such a wonderful thing to celebrate because it makes all the other holidays we enjoy possible. You know, people like, they like Christmas. They like, Yom Kippur. They like whatever. They like Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving because I love food. But the 4th of July means it's possible to celebrate all of those other holidays. And if you I just love the idea of thinking that everyone who listens to this broadcast is part of the independent nation and that we're the folks, the men and women, when there is a parade and the flag goes by, we're the ones with our hands over our hearts. Those are Lou Dobbs, independent nation folks. We're not going to probably show up to listen to a speech delivered by this president because he misquoted somebody. We like the founding fathers to be quoted accurately. And George Bush changed things on July 4th, and that's not a good idea. It's like tilting one of the stars in the flag. It's like taking out a line of the Declaration of Independence. You just don't do it. Well, anyway, here's President Bush at Monticello, and this is what he was saying, and he has this one world kind of perspective that every once in a while gets carried away with. He cut out what some perceive as an anti-religious phrase from a very famous quote by Thomas Jefferson, and apparently his speechwriters didn't think anybody would be paying attention to the president they write speeches for. How stupid is that? Here we go.
Before leaving this world, he explained that the principles of the Declaration of Independence were universal. In one of the final letters of his life, he wrote, quote, "May it be to the world what I believe it will be to some parts sooner, to others later, but finally to all. The signal of arousing men to burst the chains and to assume the blessings and security of self-government."
Well, that's what President Bush said. But this is what Thomas Jefferson said. "May it be to the world what I believe it will be, to some part sooner, to others later, but finally to all, the signal of arousing men to burst the chains under which monkish ignorance and superstition had persuaded them to bind themselves and to assume the blessings and security of self-government." Now, the line "under which monkish ignorance and superstition had persuaded them to bind themselves," some are taking that as a reference to religion. I take it, frankly, to be more an attachment and adherence to just pure orthodoxy in all forms, whether it be scientific, whether it be social, whether it be religious. And I believe that's what Jefferson was suggesting. But for them to leave, whatever the reason and whatever the interpretation, my God, it's one of the founding fathers. It's Thomas Jefferson, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence. How in the world can anyone think that he or she has the right to change the words of this great American? My gosh. And here's what Bush says. He starts out by saying, "Thomas Jefferson understood that these rights do not belong to Americans alone. They belong to all mankind." Well, fine. So what, Mr. President? You're the President of the United States. You are referring to the author of the Declaration of Independence. Not for all mankind, but for all Americans. And please, don't ask us to further suffer your, well, may I say, monkish ignorance and superstition, say, about free trade, for example. How about that? Leave us alone, Mr. President. And for God's sake, leave alone the words of our founding fathers. You really don't have the qualification or the talent to be Thomas Jefferson's editor. It's just a thought. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by...
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.